Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
We've got our favorite congresswoman in the whole world, Kat Kamick, joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah, one of the top stories, obviously, is these attempts on President Trump and the excuses, the Secret Service, whatever. And look, this all follows under the umbrella of Secretary Mayorkas. You and I both know if he wanted to do something about it, he could. Biden could issue executive warnings. But nope, it looks like it'll be up to folks in Congress to protect the candidate.
Yeah, I mean, this is just absolutely absurd. And, you know, I was so upset, as so many Americans were, of course, watching this. But, I mean, how ridiculous is it that we have seen the leading presidential candidate take a bullet to his face, to his head, you know, get shot, and we're still fighting over an increased security presence. And it was admitted, I think, yesterday that Secret Service did not advance the golf course. This isn't rocket science. He plays that course regularly. He does so pretty much weekly. And so this is a well-established fact. And so the failure, again, is drawing a really big spotlight to the Secret Service. And there's so much work to be done. Unfortunately, most of it will have to be done with a change of administration. But in the meantime, what we're doing this week is we are putting a bill on the floor and hopefully jamming the Senate with it, forcing them to sign it, to pass it, because we have to at this point. I mean, the man is going to see more attempts, unfortunately. The rhetoric of the last 8 years by the left has put a major bullseye on him. And so we're going to take action since the administration won't. And what we're doing is we're also including Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, in that so that she receives the exact same level of security. So that will hopefully take some of the partisan elements out of it. But Donald Trump needs that security quickly and should have been yesterday, quite frankly.
Well, to our enemies, we look like a bunch of bumbling buffoons. It's not a good look. And that needs to be addressed. All right. Rate cut, the Fed's meeting. Some say a quarter point, some say a half. There were a couple Democrats actually calling for 0.75 points. Will this make a big difference in the economy, number one? Number two, will the Democrats benefit as we approach the election because of it?
So I think, I mean, if they were going to do a 0.75%, it might have implications for the election. It's just not enough time between now and the election to see the effects of a rate cut that's really anything a half to a quarter of a percent. So I really think that this is their last-ditch attempt to manufacture something going with the economy. You know, all the experts and the economists have been saying, you know, this is a long time coming. They should have been doing this previously. Everyone knows that the rates are so high, you can't buy a home, you can't buy a car, you're stuck and flailing in the Joe Biden-Harris economy. So I don't think it's going to be much of a difference, because I feel that most voters pretty much know where they're at. And there's such a short amount of time between now and the election, there won't be enough time for us to really see the impacts for those undecided voters.
We need you to put on your Uncle Sam hat and say, we need you to be a poll watcher.
Yes, yes. I have direct orders from the Trump campaign that we have several precincts in Marion County, Alachua County, Columbia County specifically, that we need poll watchers, and we've got to get people signed up and trained by the end of the month. There's about 106 locations in Marion County, 76 in Alachua County, and I can't remember how many in Columbia off the top of my head, but go to protectthevote.com. Please sign up, protectthevote.com. Sign up, work one shift, work two. We have early voting to cover as well as the day of. If we want to ensure election integrity, we've got to have all hands on deck. So please make sure you guys sign up at protectthevote.com.
We all talk about election integrity and all the things that we want done. This is something where we can actually make a difference. So protectthevote.com. Jump on that. And coming up, we have the RRBTBJBBQ.
Friday. Wow, say that. I'm fast.
Yeah. Friday night. Are you going to be present?
Yes, yes. Even though I got up to Washington yesterday, I'm going to be flying directly back home. Say a quick prayer and fingers crossed that there are no flight delays, but I'll be heading straight back on Friday, because who wouldn't want to be in town for the biggest party of the year? Black tie, blue jeans, 6 o'clock this Friday at Legacy Park in Alachua. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. So much hard work has gone into this. So shout out to the Alachua County Republican Party. Black tie, blue jeans this Friday. I will be there. So everybody needs to be there. Let's show up and show out.
Hey, real quick, too. We had the pagers blow up on Hezbollah. And, you know, it's a big deal and a big story. What can you tell us about that?
So we're actually getting, I'm sorry to laugh, but I mean, I'm sorry, but
you don't have to be sorry.
A bunch of terrorists getting their manhood basically blown off. That kind of hit me in a different way yesterday. And you have to give credit where credit's due. That was an absolutely ingenious mechanism to really identify and neutralize your enemy. So that was pretty incredible. But we will be getting a briefing this week on the technology and really the strategy and where we go from here. We want to be mindful of any kind of escalation, but I think it was actually a stroke of genius. And so the videos that keep coming out, it's pretty intense. So Israel's not one to be messed with, and they proved it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have the right to defend their homeland. They were attacked in October. That was utterly atrocious, the most innocent of lives lost, raped, kidnapped, all that. And they should be able to protect themselves against an enemy that's never going to give up, it appears. So
They never will, and that's the reason why I think it's so important that we stand with Israel, is they are going to continually be under assault for their very survival. You know, and something that I want to point out is that crazy shooter, the guy who attempted the second assassination on President Trump. I was able to kind of sleuth through his social media before Mark Zuckerberg and co. took it down. And something interesting was he seems to have been very anti-Israel. He kept posting maps of Palestine, basically making the case that Israel shouldn't exist. And so they have to fight tooth and nail for their survival every single day.
Now looking for a possible Iranian connection with him and the shooter, Ruth. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you Friday. Safe travels.
Appreciate you guys. We'll see you Friday.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He thinks the cost of food is due to corporate greed and not inflation.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
Which is your signal that it's only going to get worse because price controls will increase scarcity.
On 97.3, the sky.
A big day of giving, Marion County. Give for the number four. Give for Marion. Big fundraiser they're doing until 7 o'clock tonight. GrilledCheeseFoundation.com is a great one, and so is the RockProgram.org, because we know people associated with those programs. So give what you can give, and do it today up until 7 p.m. Give for Marion. We appreciate your help, your contributions in all of that. That's good stuff. All right. You know, I was wondering why Hillary Clinton, I'm like, who rattled your chain? You know?
Okay, what?
You know,
oh, no.
What are you doing speaking out? Like, aren't you, you're so done. We're so over you. But yet, she still has to come out. I figured it out.
What's that?
I figured it out, Greg.
Really?
Why does Hillary still exist? And when I say exist, I mean politically or her voice carrying any sort of power. I figured it out.
She should be retired by now.
Hillary only exists to make Kamala's voice almost seem tolerable. Does that,
wow, you got that? You are onto something.
Yeah.
You are definitely.
I think I just, peeled that one back and said, well, there it is.
Because how many times, and I know I probably drive you crazy with it, every time I hear her voice in one of our announcements, I'm like, cry voice. It just would drive me crazy to hear that every day.
But I figured it out because Kamala, her voice and her cadence can be very annoying as well.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, why? Who cares what Hillary says? But that's why she exists. So when you're talking like this and you're speaking like this, then somebody else might actually sound somewhat soothing.
She's the, let's not get crazy.
Let's not go there.
She's the lesser of two evils.
No, she's the greater of two evils.
Wait, but she sounds like the lesser.
Kamala,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In comparison to screechy, satanic Hillary, who still can't get over losing the election.
Gotta eat some baby, suck some baby blood.
If it weren't just so true.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Monday. Oh, you're going to love this.
Oh,
she is such an American, such an icon. Calling for Americans to be criminally charged if they engage in speech that sounds like Russian propaganda.
What?
Yeah.
So if you say something and it sounds like Russian propaganda, you're guilty of something.
Yeah, and herein lies the problem.
First Amendment?
Number one, First Amendment is being completely destroyed.
Yeah.
Number two, it begs the question that, well, I guess everybody working at the New York Post would now be in prison because they put out the story about Hunter's laptop that was deemed by 51 former spooks that it was Russian propaganda.
Right.
So who is going to be the arbiter of what sounds like Russian propaganda and what actually is? If you question what's going on between Ukraine and Russia and possibly our involvement and or tax dollars and or weaponry or anything else, is that, would that sound like Russian propaganda that you're not maybe all in on that? Could that be deemed?
I think we're on this. I think you've got the discovery of the week. That's for sure.
That's it.
Yeah, I like it.
That's Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I also think she said there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence. She said that on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show. Maddow brought up recent actions taken by the Biden-Harris Justice and State Departments against Russians who are allegedly pushing pro-Russian propaganda through a Canadian-owned media company based in Tennessee that worked with podcasters popular with conservatives and independent audiences. The Biden administration also accused Russian entities of trying to influence the 2024 presidential election through websites that look like legitimate news websites. And it is fair to have that concern, and it is fair to try to do what you can to squash that. However, you should be trying to knock down any and all parties that are trying to utilize propaganda, including propaganda that could be, just taking a stab at this, emanating from, I don't know, communist China, perhaps?
What?
I don't hear a lot of that. They maybe they're not engaging in any sort of activities.
Well, if it was
like
Chinese,
that.
Would it sound Russian? I don't know. It gets so confusing. All this fake stuff.
Although the Justice Department said in an indictment that the podcasters were deceived and didn't know the Tennessee-based company they were working with was also paid by Russians, the left has accused them of being Russian agents simply for not supporting the Ukraine war. There it is.
Wow.
For simply not supporting the Ukraine war.
Huh.
That alone makes them agents. In the eyes of Hillary and others on the left.
And they would determine what your free speech is.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing a pattern between all these lefties coming out about trying to limit your free speech. You had Kamala talking about kind of the way they're doing in Europe where, you know, if the things that you are sharing on one social media platform, which they don't consider accurate, you need to be banned from all of the social media platforms with what you're saying. I mean, they are really coming down on free speech.
Third world countries, dictatorships,
yes.
Banana republics. Yes, that is where we're headed if we don't stop it in November. Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58-year-old, suspected of assassination attempt against Donald Trump, had connections in Iran that are leading some security experts to question if there was Iranian involvement in this. The more we get into this guy and dig in there, the more it doesn't look so good as him being just a lone wolf, as it were, operating in his own vacuum. It seems to be there could be more here. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. I just wondered if a Russian dossier that turned out to be fake would be considered propaganda from the Miss Self-Aware Hillary.
Excellent points, sir. Excellent. Yes, the dossier. How often we don't hear about that, like as in never, and you're never going to hear about it from the mainstream media. But what you will hear is January 6th, Peter. It's all about January 6th, Peter. That's Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
Wagging her finger at Fox News's Peter Doocy because he had the audacity to ask about the way that Trump is always described as a threat. And in fact, being the target, and that maybe that's part of the problem. But the question was deemed in itself to be dangerous. The question itself was dangerous.
Wow.
It's the world we live in.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
Let's get to the substance.
To Election Day on the Sky.
9. Comrade Harris.
8. It is my great honor.
7. We'll keep fighting.
6. Bring it on.
5. Full speed ahead.
4. You can always trust me.
3. We need to watch the vote.
2. The American people do have a say in this.
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Proceed to the route.
Navigating.
Go left.
The Continental Divide.
No, wait, I mean go right.
On the road to the White House.
Prepare for bumpy ride.
Hear about it first.
America cannot survive for 4 more years.
Talk about it now. 97.3, The Sky.
Gators are playing Saturday at Mississippi State. Still rumors swirling.
Ooh, they are.
Lane Kiffin, is he going to be the guy? Are they going to cut the season short in terms of Billy Napier being the head coach? It's all just rumors. from what I can tell, if I get something that is a little bit more concrete, I'll let you know. But we'll be rooting for the Gators, and that should be a noon kickoff, most likely. Also, you know what?
What's that?
Let's do this now, if you're okay with it. Let's give away a pair of tickets to the Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue. It's the annual event that the Republican Executive Committee puts on. This is going to be at Legacy Park, and this is going to be Friday night. One of the speakers, Florida Lieutenant, Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez.
Yep.
And we've had her on the show many times.
Mm-hmm.
She's lovely. I think that you're going to enjoy that. And, of course, there'll be other speakers as well. We just got word from Congresswoman Kat Kamick that she's going to be attending. I don't know if she will have a speaking role or not. But for you, we have a role in which you could be a ticket winner. In fact, a pair of tickets worth, I guess the pair's worth about $190. And this is to the big event this Friday. So be the seventh caller at 877-975-9825. Go ahead and do that right now. And then we should still have a pair to give away tomorrow, one on Friday. All right. So good luck. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He was stumped, apparently, Tuesday when asked by a reporter to explain what he and Vice President Kamala Harris would do for families struggling financially. Really? It's kind of a basic thing. In an interview with local Macon, Georgia CBS affiliate, Wall said first that he and Harris understood the problem because they are middle class. And I had to crack up at that because, and they've done polls on this, most people do consider themselves middle class. Only very extremely wealthy people kind of get it that they're not, or extremely, extremely poor people. But really, most people consider themselves middle class. He then offered a series of her proposals unrelated to inflation. I tell them, Kamala Harris and I know something about being middle class folks. Our family sit at the table trying to pay the bill. Really? We know coming out of the COVID pandemic with prices where they are that people need to see some relief. Nobody disagrees with that so far. Help me here. Where's the solution? Oh, here we go. And he says, and I think that's why Kamala Harris has put out a plan, especially around home ownership. Making sure we're building 3 million more affordable homes. Making sure we're making the down payment assistance there. But wait, the question had to do with struggling families. Struggling families, they want to get out of the struggle. Then maybe they can look at an opportunity to purchase a house, possibly.
As opposed to just handouts and this and that program. And
well, a struggling family is not going to be attempting to buy a home anytime soon because they're already struggling.
See, there you go, using common sense. You're not a liberal politician running for office.
Oh, then he said something about drug prices, especially for seniors, making sure we're keeping a cap on those. That's making a difference. Well, indeed it is and has.
It's been done, though, hasn't it?
It has been done. In fact, it was done not too long ago by former President Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. What a concept.
He first capped the cost of insulin prices for seniors during his administration. But it was actually Joe Biden that suspended Trump's executive order when he took office. Now, Harris claims that her administration finally, she used the term finally, capped the cost of insulin for seniors. Finally, you're the ones that lifted the cap. They lifted the cap so that they could come in and then say, we finally capped it. You uncapped it.
These people.
That's what they do.
Unreal.
Harris's claim came during an interview Tuesday at an event sponsored by the National Association of Black Journalists in Philadelphia, who treated her quite a bit differently than they did when they spoke with Donald Trump.
You think?
They were so angry and nasty. You could feel it. It was ugly. We now have finally capped the cost of insulin for our seniors at $35 a month. The cost of prescription medication for our seniors at $2,000 a year, Harris said. In May of 2020, Trump announced a plan to cap the price of insulin at $35 for Medicare enrollees. The rule was set to take effect January 22nd of 2021, but the Biden-Harris administration suspended it immediately upon taking office.
Wonder how you justify that. How do you tell that to people who need it? Yeah, we're gonna let the price go back up again on you.
They can't be transparent and speak the truth.
No.
What are they going to say about the border? Hey, you know what? This is our fault. When we came into office, Trump had the border very secure. He had a deal with Mexico where you remain in Mexico waiting for your asylum hearing. Trump had all that going on. And I don't know. I guess we thought we could do something different. So we said, let's do away with all that. Let's make the border free.
Wow.
Free zone.
That sounds nice. Like a gun-free zone. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And look what that got us.
So now, you've got literally millions of folks that have hustled into the country, and a lot of them are hustlers.
Mm-hmm.
And jailbirds.
Yeah.
And convicted felons and murderers. Much. And rapists, and once again, we're not going to get on that path, but every single day, we could do a story of a rape and or murder at the hands of an illegal.
Somebody who should not be here.
Yep.
Every day, we could.
Hey, did you say who the winner was?
Kellen Smith.
Who?
Kellen Smith.
Kellen?
Yep.
Kellen Smith?
Going to be there Friday night.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Oh, Vice President Kamala Harris.
Oh, boy.
Undermined her own economic policies by admitting that inflation is far too high under the Biden-Harris administration.
Wow.
She faces a conundrum.
Or that, yeah.
She cannot campaign on policies to fix crime, inflation, and border security without undermining the Biden-Harris administration's policies. But she must tout the administration's policies to validate her record in candidacy.
Wow.
How exactly do you do that? Remember,
I don't know.
Remember, she wasn't just kind of there. I mean, for the most part, maybe she kind of was. So we could give her a little bit of a pass. However, wait. On two extremely important and extremely expensive pieces of legislation, both of which led to, one especially, to inflation blowing up and going crazy, she was the break the tie vote.
Whoops.
A critical vote. She's holding the bag, man. She owns it. She owns inflation.
Wow.
Really? She does.
She can't just blame Brandon.
I love, is the price of groceries still too high?
Wow.
Oh, and remember how she played that whole gouging thing?
Oh, yeah.
They milk that, I think, for all it's worth. It might come up here and there. But all the studies, economists did all kinds of studies and said, there's no gouging going on here. This is the cost of doing business has gone higher, transportation cost, and the cost that the Biden-Harris campaign put in, like regulatory costs, have gone up tremendously since Trump left office.
But Bob, Joe told us, and he keeps telling us, and she says she's going to do the same thing, that if you don't make $400,000 a year or more, your taxes will not be raised.
Well, when inflation goes so high, that is a misery tax, one that is levied against everyone.
Yes, it's equal.
It actually is the opposite of a progressive tax.
Yeah.
It hurts the poorer people far, far worse. Inflation,
point.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If your income is only X, it's small. Your income is, $60,000 a year, and prices go up. Yeah, that's going to, you don't have any wiggle room.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know $60,000, but if you have a family, you can't even make it. But there's no wiggle room there. Now, if you're making $400,000, then you have some breathing room, and you might have to cut back on some things. But no, inflation absolutely hurts the poorer people to a much greater degree. And then when people pull back on spending money, what do you think happens? Then people become unemployed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where we're at Speculation about the Fed meeting today. Most think a quarter point drop in the interest rate is coming. Some are thinking it might be a half point. And some, I think some, a couple of Democrats are asking for three quarters of a point. I don't see that. I don't see that coming. I think it'll probably be a quarter, possibly a half. We'll see. And, you know, is that going to be easy to measure in terms of economic impact? Yes and no. Not in the short term, most likely. I mean, think about it. You know, how long does it take to close, say, a loan on a mortgage, things like that? And some are not even in the process, shall we say, looking. But if the rate drops, you know, to a greater degree, then people might get into the market. But that doesn't mean it's a purchase and a close and, you know, it counts on your stats, if you will.
Sean Hannity Show.
13 U.S. service members that died during the disastrous withdrawal.
Afternoons at 3.
And they went out and started attacking Donald Trump. Well, the people that asked for the pictures were the families that lost their loved ones.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Kamala Harris, not exactly a firearms expert. Huh. Not exactly a Second Amendment expert. Not exactly a gun law expert. No. But she got the bully pulpit. Mm-hmm. It is 8:51, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up, State Senator Blaze Ingolia will join us in about 15, 20 minutes. Democrat presidential nominee Kamala Harris criticized the lack of registration for handgun sales during a Tuesday Q&A with reporters from the National Association of Black Journalists. And somewhere there was maybe a little bit of confusion. Harris was asked about handguns.
Okay.
And responded by pushing an assault weapons ban.
Imagine that.
She then pushed universal background checks, saying before someone can buy a lethal weapon, if they've been found by a court to be a danger to themselves or others, you might just want to know. Yeah, I think that's already on the books. Right? The reporter then interrupted, saying, respectfully, we do understand that. And then the reporter went on and said, I'm asking specifically about handguns. Harris quipped that the universal background checks apply to handguns. But the reporter continued by saying, but in many instances, those handguns are not even bought lawfully. Harris then switched gears and talked about how she protested at gun shows in the past and about closing the gun show loophole by requiring sellers of handguns to register their sales. It was August 30th, 2015, Breitbart News pointed to a University of Chicago Crime Lab study which interviewed Cook County jail inmates who are facing gun charges or whose criminal background involved gun crimes and learned that those criminals get guns on the streets from personal connections rather than outlets like gun shows and the internet. So, I guess just do what may be popular with your base. You know, they love the word ban. They love their concept that they've been sold about gun control. But according to the Chicago Tribune, Crime Lab co-director Harold Pollack said that the study shows that some of the pathways regarding guns people are concerned about don't seem to be so dominant. He said very few inmates indicated using gun shows or the internet. Rather, they get their guns in undetectable ways on the street. You know, it's kind of like drugs. Yeah. There is a lot of laws on the books about drugs. You know, and we're not talking about marijuana in this case. But yet, in every city in America, you could find illicit substances available fairly readily.
Yeah.
So making more laws hadn't seemed to have much of an effect on that.
But it would be even more illegal, Bob. Even worser and more illegal.
And possessing drugs is not enshrined in our Bill of Rights, as is the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms.
There is that detail that they don't seem to know about.
Yes.
They don't seem to be very, I don't know, amendment aware.
Attack ads airing in the swing states of Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have been criticizing Democrat candidate Kamala Harris for her past support of taxpayer-funded transition of teenagers.
Oh, my goodness. These people, they're so radical.
The 30-second ads from the conservative advocacy group, The Catholic Vote, says that 236 underage girls had their breasts removed with taxpayer funds. These are underage girls.
Wow.
Who underwent a radical operation.
Unreal.
A radical double mastectomy. The ads reportedly used Medicaid data to listing the number of girls under 18 receiving mastectomies and hysterectomies in each state, as well as the number receiving hysterectomies. Sound weird? Disgusting?
Yeah.
It is. And you're paying for it, the narrator says in the ads. Mm. Kamala Harris supports these taxpayer-funded sex change operations. Wow. A vote for Harris. It's a vote for medical experiments on kids.
You just wonder what a Kamala Harris or any of these women, now that they seem to know what women are again, if they had gone through a phase when they were 12, 13, 14, and they had crazy parents who went along with it, and then now as an adult they thought, wow, I really didn't know what I wanted at 13 years old. Come on.
Making literally life-altering and physically altering decisions that will impact you the rest of your days on Earth. Yeah. It again, you don't even have to get into any sort of an ideological argument at all.
No.
You simply have to take a step back and say, these are decisions beyond the scope of a child. That's all. Mm-hmm. It's not offensive to anyone. It's the truth. We know that their brains aren't, you know, totally wired, even when they're 21, but we certainly know that they can't see far ahead in their future, in their decision making. But here we are.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
A second assassination attempt in just 9 weeks.
Donald Trump is safe.
The news that's trending.
In the bushes where this guy was. A AK-47 style rifle with a scope.
500 yards is way too close to a president.
The news that's now.
The suspect fled but was soon captured.
Near the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm.
The news station.
Thank God the president's okay.
It has got to stop. Enough is enough.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.